Om Shanti, this is the Avyakt Murali of the 27th of February 1972. The title is Holi, the Memorial of Becoming a Holy Swan. Holi, the Memorial of Becoming a Holy Swan. You are those souls who constantly stay in the company of the Father, the holy swans who are colored by the color of spirituality. For those who remain constantly holy, it is always holy. So, do you souls who are colored by the colors of the Father's love, cooperation, and all the powers, and who remain equal to the Father, celebrate Holi all the time or only temporarily? Those who constantly celebrate Holi constantly celebrate a meeting with the Father. They constantly swing and dance in supersensuous joy and imperishable happiness. Are you the Holi swans who remain stable in such a stage? People anticipate every festival in order to put enthusiasm into themselves, for the festivals give them temporary enthusiasm. However, for you elevated souls, not only each day, but every second is a festival. That is, it makes you enthusiastic. Imperishable means that there is constantly one festival or another, because there is no difference in your enthusiasm. So that means it is constant, does it not? Have you come to celebrate Holi? Or, having become holy yourselves, have you come to celebrate a meeting with the holiest and the sweetest Father? Or, have you come to show your spiritual form of the color of constantly being in the company? At Holi, people become intoxicated in temporary intoxication. So, do you experience your form of imperishable, godly intoxication? Because of being intoxicated in the intoxication of Holi, you forget your relations, that is, you go beyond the awareness of being junior or senior. You consider everyone to be equal, and you play holy with that intoxication. Whatever sanskars of enmity there are in the mind for one another, they are forgotten by everyone for a temporary period, because that day is for celebrating the auspicious meeting. So when did this perishable system and custom begin? Who were the instruments to start this system? You, Brahmins. Now, when you stabilize yourselves in the holy stage, that is, in the stage of purity, and when you are colored by the color of the Father's company, then, whilst experiencing this godly intoxication, you forget the awareness of the body, the awareness of different relationships, the awareness of being senior or junior, and you only have the awareness of the form of the soul. So, people of the world celebrate the memorial of your having been constantly in this stage over a long period of time. Do you have the intoxication and happiness that you can see the memorial as the proof of your practical stage? Whilst seeing the memorials, do you remember the activities you performed in the previous cycle? In the mirror of these memorials, do you see visions of the divine activities you performed in a practical way at the present time? You can see the memorials of your divine activities, can you not? You hear people speak of your stage in the form of praise, do you not? You can also see the memorial of your living spiritual form and of your activities. Whilst seeing all of this and hearing all of this, what do you experience? Do you think, I am that? Do you experience this? Or do you think that this memorial is of some other special soul? You saw how Baba in the sakar form had faith in every action, whilst seeing his future memorial, he always had the intoxication and happiness that he was that same being. In the same way, whilst seeing the memorial, hearing about the divine activities, and hearing the praise, do all of you experience this happiness and intoxication of being that same image? You should constantly have the awareness that you are now playing this part in the practical form, and at the same time, you are also seeing the memorials of your part. In the whole cycle, there are only a few souls who see their memorials with awareness. In fact, many can see the memorials, but they do not have that awareness. Only you souls have the parts of being able to see your memorials with this awareness. So, what should happen when you see your memorials with awareness? A few of the children gave a response. Baba continued, you are victorious anyway. You have already applied the tilak of victory. When you go to the gurus and pandits, they apply a tilak on your forehead. Here too, as soon as you come and become a child, because of having the awareness of your own stage, you receive from Bap Dada the tilak of being constantly victorious. This is why the pandits also apply a tilak. All the systems are now carried out through Brahmins. The father of the Brahmins, the creator, is always with you. The word child proves the relationship of the father. Those who surrender themselves can never be defeated. Awareness brings power, and by being powerful, your tasks are successful. That is, you attain what you were just told about: happiness, intoxication, and the aim. Because of all these things disappearing, there is weakness. Because of forgetfulness, there is a lack of power. Power is received through having awareness, and as soon as you have awareness, you attain total success. That is, all your tasks are successfully accomplished. Whatever task those who remain constantly awareness carry out, or whatever thought they create, they have the faith that that task or that thought has already been accomplished successfully. That is, souls who have such faith in the intellect move along considering their success and victory to be guaranteed. They have the faith that victory is already guaranteed. What will the stage be of those who move along considering success to be guaranteed? What special sparkle will be visible on their faces? You were told about faith and how they would have the faith that victory is guaranteed for them, but what would be visible on their faces? If victory is guaranteed, they would remain carefree, would they not? There will not be any lines of worry visible in any situation. Are you those who constantly have such faith in the intellect that you are victorious and carefree? If not, how would you be called those with 100% faith in the intellect? To have 100% faith in the intellect means to be victorious and to remain carefree. Now, you can check yourself from this to see whether you have 100% faith in all aspects. Just to have faith in the Father does not mean to have faith in the intellect. You have to have faith in the intellect for the Father, but you must also have simultaneous faith in the intellect for your own self. As well as that, you need 100% faith in the intellect for whatever act of the drama is being repeated at every second. Only such a soul is called a soul with faith in the intellect. You have 100% faith in the Father. There is no question of doubt about that. You do not have to pass in just one subject. You must also have just as much faith in your own self that you are that same elevated soul from the previous cycle who played a part with the Father. As well as that, you must also see every part of the drama whilst in this stage. Every part is beneficial for me, the elevated soul. Those who constantly pass in these three types of faith, such souls with faith in the intellect, remain close to the Father in liberation and in liberation in life. Those with such faith in the intellect never have any questions. An intellect with faith does not have the language of why and what, etc. Baba here was playing with the words Q in Hindi, that is questions, and a Q, that is a line in English. Because when questions are asked, a Q is formed. Devotees and not enlightened souls stand in a Q. A queue is to be formed in front of you, is it not? One has to wait in a queue. The moments of waiting have now finished. Now it is time for the devotees to wait. Knowledge means the time for attaining, the time for celebrating a meeting. Do you have such faith in the intellect? The memorials of souls who have such faith in the intellect are shown here. Have you seen your memorial? Have you seen Achalghar, that is, the home of stability? Maya can never attack those who have surrendered themselves to Bap Dada with all their thoughts. Such souls remain safe from any attack of Maya. If you become the children, in Hindi, bachcha banana, then you remain safe, in Hindi again, bachna. But if you do not become children, you cannot be safe from Maya. The method to be safe from Maya is very easy. Become a child, sit in Baba's lap, and you will remain safe. First, you are given the yukti to keep yourself safe, and then you are sent somewhere. You are sent away so that you become brave, not for you to experience defeat. You are sent to play games. Since you are in your alaukik life and you are those who perform alaukik actions, all the games you have in this alaukik life are also alaukik, and only in this alaukik age do you experience them. This is a game which you have to play and not be defeated. You are made to play games in order to maintain good health and physical strength. In the Alokic age, you are made to play this Alokic game by the Alokic Father. Play the game with this awareness, and you will then not become afraid or confused. You will not become distressed. You will not be defeated. Constantly stay in the state of this pride. So, these are Alokic toys to play with. When you stay in this godly pride, awareness of the body will easily be finished. When you come down from godly pride, you then become body conscious. So now, color yourself with the color of constant company for all time. At every second, whilst celebrating a meeting with the Father, look in the mirror of your chart at the tilak of victory which you apply on your forehead every day at Amrit Vela. Just as you wake up at Amrit Vela and decorate the body, in the same way, decorate the soul with all the powers received from the Father. Those who are decorated will become images that can destroy evil. You are the most elevated souls out of the whole world, are you not? The decoration of elevated souls is also elevated. Your non-living images are constantly decorated. The images of the Shaktis and goddesses are portrayed as the decorated images that destroy evil. So, every day at Amrit Vela, be a detached observer and decorate your soul. You are the ones who have to put on the decorations, and you have to put them on your own selves. Then you will not fluctuate in any situation. You will remain unshakable. Such souls are called holy swans. People celebrate Holi, but you yourselves are holy swans. Acha. To such holy swans from the holiest Bap Dada, love, remembrances, and namaste. Om Shanti.